Okay, so I finally got sleep last night. It was amazing. Like, I was pretty sick, and my wonderful, amazing, beautiful, awesome wife, who does not listen to these, actually stayed up with me until I fell asleep, because when I'm sick, I usually have a lot of trouble getting to sleep. Especially, I think that lucid dreaming doesn't help much because you pay so much more attention to sleep, and so you're more on the edge of sleep than usual. Anyway, so I don't know exactly when I got to bed. We were up all night, all last night watching Arrow, which sounds really weird because that's actually my son's name is Arrow. but we were watching Arrow, the TV show. My son is not named after the TV show, but the TV show's all right. So I had a dream. One dream I had, which was really weird, is I was really, really hungry, probably because I don't eat much when I'm sick. And I was at like a burger joint at like a McDonald's or something like that. And what the heck was that? I just saw this like really weird little like boxcar thing. Like, it looked like I had a kid in it, but he shouldn't be on like a big road like this. Anyways, so and I was there with my mom, and I was really hungry, and we didn't have any, like, I didn't have my money with me, and my mom said no for letting me borrow a couple of bucks for a hamburger. Which, I mean, for one, it's my mom. And for two, my parents are rich. So, like, it's really, really weird. It's like, wait a minute. And, like, not just it's my mom, like, it's a mom. Like, parents love feeding their kids, I know. And mothers, especially, they're all about making sure their kids eat and stuff like that. So, it was strange. I was just like, whoa, what? So I was mainly just asking out of politeness because I knew she would say it, you know? Anyway, that threw me off a bunch and I wasn't sure what was going on. That really freaked me out. I had another dream. I guess I just realized that I had two dreams, one with my one parent and one with the other. My parents are married still, so it is weird for them to be apart in my dreams. I do spend time apart from them, with them all the time, but still. Anyway, I had one dream. I was at church and I was getting ready to leave my church. Because there's a big church, I've linked to the church before, Levi Lusco's church. It's Fresh Life up in North Montana, which I do not live in Montana, so I don't go to that church, but anyways, they wanted me to speak there, which is weird because it's a mega church, and I am a intern pastor at a small church, but, I was super excited, but I could not, for the life of me, get a ride there, or find my car or anything. And so then my dad finally, he pulls out and he has two motorcycles. And I've never driven a motorcycle before in my life. And I know how to. I've been given the rundown of it before and all sorts of stuff. So I have the general idea of how to, but I don't have, like, the muscle memory or anything like that. So if I messed around with one for a while, I might be able to do it. But it would be better, like, for instance, if my dad was there teaching me. And in the dream, because I was a little tired and not really... You know, I was in a dream. I kind of forgot how to do it. And I started, like, messing up. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, this goes here and this goes here. And then my dream character dad's like, no. He's like, the gears are down here near your foot. And he starts showing me it. And when I woke up, I realized that he was actually right, which is so weird because I was wrong. Like, my dream character knew more about it than I did at the time, which is just strange. So anyways, I had two dreams last night, which made me super, super happy. But then I actually had more dreams, because I took a nap today, because that's what you do whenever you're recovering, and you can finally sleep. Oh my gosh. So my dream was, it was a little crazy. I got lucid for a little bit of it, but not very much. What happened was, it was really, like, a lot of times the further into sleep you are, or the further out of sleep you are, the weirder your dreams are, they make less sense. So there's a lot of really, really quick scene changes and just a bunch of weird doof. But one of the big things that was in it was I started playing a video game. It reminded me a lot of I don't know if you guys ever played those, like, airplane flying games. They were pretty popular on, like, PS2 and stuff like that. Either way, there was just a lot of, like, so I wasn't flying an airplane, but I kept jumping on one, It reminded me kind of Spyro as well. Like, when I was on the ground, it was like Spyro. But then I jumped in the air and started flying, and I was a plane. So it was pretty interesting. But after a little while of doing that, I became lucid. And I decided to, since I was, you know, lucid and I could fly and I was going around everywhere, I might as well have some fun with it. So I continued to fly until I found an enemy, which was this huge, huge ship. And all the while, I have to press buttons a lot of times when I'm playing video games, so I had to press the buttons for this. And so I laid down like a hail of fire, just like all of my plasma shots, which, yes, I was shooting plasma shots, which is weird because I was an airplane, not like a fighter jet or I wasn't a fast plane, I wasn't a futuristic, like, you know, spaceship or anything like that. So for me to have plasma stuff come out was a little weird, but that's what came out. And so I laid like a hail on this thing, and like I went down to the ground and I was like, ah ha ha, I kicked its butt. And then right after that, all of the ground lit up and started firing at me, and like my entire plane crashed and just shot me to the ground. Then I woke up and both my sisters were at my house, and I started noticing there was something weird with my teeth. And I used to have a lot of weird dentist stuff in my teeth. I had a bunch of things that probably should not have been in my teeth. My dentist, I feel like he had a bunch of like experimental crap on my teeth, and it didn't work extremely well. So my teeth right now are fine. He fixed them. Like, basically, one thing that made me really ticked off whenever I finished with the dentist is he finished everything and my teeth looked pretty straight. But I could not touch two of my teeth together. Like, my front two teeth and my bottom two teeth, they would be like blocked by my side teeth. So it made it really weird for me to wear that. So I stopped wearing it for a little while, wearing the retainer. And then my teeth went back to being able to hit each other and bite again. Because I couldn't bite things. Like, I could bite them, but it was always a weird, like, jagged bite thing. And, like, so whenever, you know, whenever you're, like, fishing or something like that, and you bite a line or anything like that, I couldn't do that. So now my teeth are fully functional. They just don't look 100% perfect. They look like I'm someone that never really needed braces, but if I got them, it would, like, beautify my teeth up a bit. It looks like I didn't have braces, but it doesn't look like I ever needed braces. Unless, of course, I mean, any dentist would tell you that you need braces. You guys know that. But anyway, so there was something in the back of my mouth, and it fell out, and then a part of my tooth fell out, and it was chipped off, and I was, like, freaking out for a second. And then I woke up. And, so that's another, like, salt. That was, you know, it was a small lucid. I realized I was dreaming. And I did a little bit of, like, flying through a bunch of different obstacles and stuff like that, but I did not make it through the obstacles. It was really hard to turn myself when I was flying, because I was flying so fast, and I started pressing, trying to get faster and faster and faster. Because I was an airplane, I was using that instead of actually using my flying abilities in dream. I was using the airplane abilities. I don't know if that makes sense to you guys, because I talked to you guys about before about control, different types of control. And so I always have imagination control, and then there's like just controlling the dream using the stuff that the dream has already given you, you know? So for instance, a lot of times whenever I'm fighting someone and they're just annoying the crap out of me, I'll just pull my hand out and just point it across their head, their neck, and their head will like pop off, right? That's just imagination control. Now if I used a sword, like I had a sword and laying by and I ran over and grabbed it, that would be just the world control and use that to chop their head off. What I usually do is a mixture of the two, which is I would summon a sword and then hack their head off. And I'm not usually killing people like that. Usually I'm fighting witches, because they normally attack me first. And like a lot of times that does not work on witches, actually. You have to do a lot more than just chop their head off to kill them. So, all right, that's all I have for today. I will be back. Bye.